Kicking rocks.
My northern hand. give my northern attitude. Oh, I was raised out in the cold. If the sun don't shine till the summertime, forgive my northern attitude. Oh, I was raised on little light.
Awkward creek.
We're live, baby. We're live, baby. Oh,
I can't hear you.
Yeah, okay. That's what we're live means.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, beep, boop, 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 beep.
Well, I told, like, okay. Do you see those bars behind you?
Mm-hmm.
If they go up. Oh. Wait.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Ethan, don't talk for a second.
What up?
Hello. That sounds, oh, that is us.
Okay. Yeah, no.
I trust.
I turned on your microphones.
Oh, okay.
All right. This is Ethan Walsey, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have to say that, otherwise I'll get fired.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Who are you here with?
Do you guys, I was going to wait for you guys to introduce yourselves, because, you know, I don't think you guys need a man to speak for you.
Okay, everyone has
to
say their
favorite
form of potato.
I actually don't.
When they introduce
them. All right, yeah.
Wait, what are we doing?
Name, favorite form of potato.
Okay. Oh. That's a good one, Mimi.
That's your go-to.
There you go. My name is Amelia Rose Ashkenbaker.
Okay, can we not do the government name?
Okay, my name.
Oh, I was going to do it.
Well, you know, okay, well, but you're not Amelia Rose.
Oh, my name is Mimi.
You're Mimi.
My name is Mimi, and my favorite form of potato is a waffle fry. Mm.
It wasn't. Was that my answer?
Mm. No, yours was a lot.
Why'd you whisper?
Why'd you wish?
Because I'm going to do the reveal.
No. Was it latke? Yeah, look. Did I make latkes like an hour ago? Yeah.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to eat them tomorrow.
Okay, well, I made like probably 27.
Oh, wait, you know, I found out what a latke was when I lived in Hong Kong randomly enough.
Okay, how old were you?
I was 8.
It'll be one tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was like last summer or something.
No.
So my name is Caroline.
Oh, yeah, we're going to keep on doing
this. Sophia Aboot. And my favorite form of potato tater tot.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So good.
There's a lot of judgment.
I'm so
glad you said that, actually,
because
that was my second.
Look,
I was
going to
say hash browns.
Oh,
yes.
Hash browns.
Yeah,
it's fair. It's fair. Like, shape.
But I like that shape.
Okay, wait.
I like the
hash browns.
I like eating. Oh, sorry.
Hash browns, like the McDonald's hash brown that comes in like the sleeve where it's oval, or is it like shredded potatoes like all packed in on like a plate next to like a stack of pancakes?
No,
or
it's not a hash brown.
Yes, it.
No, it is.
Yes, they are.
There's multiple definitions.
My name is Sophie Tien.
No, hold on.
Okay, wait.
I like the Trader Joe's hash brown.
Okay,
right on.
See, that's taste.
Wait, what did you say today? He was like, I'm just gonna go get food at TJ Maxx, and we were like, what?
Okay, I call Trader Joe's TJs, and I whatever.
On purpose.
Yeah. Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself.
Why don't we talk about TJ Maxx?
I love TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx is great.
TJ Maxx is awesome.
TJ Maxx is awesome.
I went the other day and bought so many things.
Wait, I'm sorry to get knocked for.
Are we so donuts? I want to go to TJ Maxx.
No, you can't swear on air.
Oh, okay.
But we can listen to.
I was going
to
say TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
I was going to say the exact same
what
thing.
Is the
Oh.
Fill in the blanks.
Ducks.
Buff.
Oh, wait, should I share?
Ha 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 ha.
Okay, introduce
yourself.
Okay.
You so much.
Hello, I'm Irina Bardong. I'm not saying my middle name, it's embarrassing. Shut up. My favorite form of potato is a yakimo, which is a slow cooked Japanese yam.
Where
potato.
Can I?
Where can I? No, I'm sorry. Slow cooked Japanese sweet potato.
Oh,
sorry. I meant
neighborhood produce.
Hey, New York Times crossword said that yams
plug
are potatoes.
For your
as well.
Local neighborhood produce.
Oh, there's. I think
right
there's
a
PSA about like buying local or like small businesses.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, man.
Wait, Mimi, what happened to your arm? Did you get a shot?
Oh, yeah. Also, quick PSA, get your flu
and COVID
boosters.
Get your flu shots, especially if you're going home and visiting old people for Thanksgiving.
I got my tetanus shot.
Oh.
This weekend, too.
Damn.
Congrats.
I'm good for 10 years
First
now.
Of all, congrats. Right. Second of all, did you not have your tetanus shot?
It expires every 10 years. Last time I got it, I was 11.
I should check
I should
when
check
I need to get my tetanus shot.
We were 11, now we're 21.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm 21.
But now you're good till you're 31.
I mean, you know, a little TB shot moment.
TB.
MDR TB. Hashtag
Whoa.
Bending the arc.
Science, literally.
Hashtag bending
Spanish
the arc.
Spanish AF.
Do you guys know why tuberculosis is called consumption?
No, I don't.
What?
Huh? You know, in the olden times, tuberculosis was called consumption.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's basically okay. because tuberculosis cells are like bacterial cells that would live in your lungs, and they can go through a different type of process to get energy. Instead of glycolysis, they go through the glyoxylate cycle.
The what?
The glyoxylate cycle, and they just use fatty acids to keep going.
It's a bit of oxidation, if you want to get technical with it.
Okay, nerd. Okay, biochem.
Yeah, but it's just a cool fact, and that's why it's called consumption.
My major is fake, so everything you just said.
No, but it's like, basically, we have to use like the glycolysis pathway to get energy.
Wrong crowd.
No, right crowd. Right crowd.
I'm trying to explain it.
Right
no, but
crowd.
Okay, next song.
Glycolysis followed by the oxidation of pyruvate.
No. It's like they don't have to do that. They just do
no,
a different.
No, I'm saying what we do. What oh, we do is yeah, glycolysis yeah. followed by the oxidation of pyruvate.
We make like acetyl-CoA. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't need to do that. They just go from fatty acid to acetyl-CoA. They don't need it like glucose.
Yo, pull up with the...
Call in if you know what Arena is talking about.
Okay, don't call in because I don't know how to answer the phone.
So I'll answer it for you.
Yeah, I can answer it.
Can you show me how to answer the phone? Okay, next song.
Who's going to call us?
Oh, okay. I'm doing... Okay.
I just geeked out by accident.
What?
Virtual intent.
Yeah, I did it. Yes. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in.
We're living in. Let me tell ya. And it's a world a man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving all my love to this world, only to be told. I can't see, I can't breathe, nor not where we'll be. And nothing's gonna change the way we live. Cause we can always take, but never give. For the worst, see, whoa, it's a crazy world we're living in, and I just can't see that half of us immersed in sin is all we have to give. These futures made of virtual insanity now always seem to be governed by this love we have for useless twisting our value technology. Oh, now there is no sound, but we are.
Virtual insanity. who this is with. Hello? I don't think they picked up. You think?
I know. I hear
both of them. They literally didn't pick up. Oh my god, they literally did. Wait, that's literally us.
Even on.
Ivana.
Ivana?
What is
Hello?
Your favorite form of potato?
Ivana?
I think we lost her, guys.
God yeah. fucking damn it.
It's because our mic.
Don't we love
we
the
are
dog.
So back.
Yeah.
We are so back. Okay.
Ethan's grandfather's favorite form of potato
is a sweet potato. There's no such thing as a sweet fry, but there's a sweet potato fry.
Sweet potato fry. Shout out Ethan's grandfather. Hi.
Shout out.
Hi.
There needs to be flaky salt on there, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, that's true.
Like chunky
that's
salt.
True.
What is everyone's favorite like french fry
hot
dipping
honey
condiment?
Bangs.
Honey mustard.
Hot honey goes crazy.
Honey mustard.
French fries?
And for the record,
no, the CC honey mustard is
hey,
so
for the
good.
Record, Ivana's first of all, shout out Ivana. Called in.
Yes, Ivana.
I had to outsource how to answer the phone cuz I know what I'm doing. I know how to answer the phone. Favorite for potato is a french fry, which is, you know,
basic.
It's a staple. No, no, hey.
No,
it's
don't
a staple.
Don't besmirch my roommate like that.
What kind of french fry?
Any.
Sauce.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She didn't specify.
Ivana, favorite dipping sauce.
That's a redemption.
Oh, and I asked her what song she requested, and it's literally anything that you want to play. Yeah. No, you're going to go home, and you're going to be like,
she's so cute.
Yeah, she's so cute.
I made her dinner tonight.
Yeah. All
right, Sierra, what's your favorite form of potato?
Boom.
Mashed potato.
Oh my god.
That's fair.
That's fair.
That's, I mean,
it's
look,
convenient. It's good.
I don't feel bad about it.
I don't
think
it from
should.
Scratch, or are we using the packet
I
box
mean,
situation?
Yeah, I'll make it. Butter, sour cream.
Sour cream.
Salt, yeah.
Green onions.
If you know, you know.
Green onions.
Bacon. Garlic.
Ooh. Bacon.
Mimi, you're vegan.
You're vegan.
Dogs. This sounds so good.
Dude, every time I'm eating something like with meat on it, Mimi's like, oh, I wish, you know, I wish. I'm like,
when
you
talk about salami,
I'm like, oh, I wish.
I always feel like you're on the edge.
I mean, yeah, I honestly, you don't read as a vegetarian.
But,
you really don't. You read as honestly like a
carnivore. Yeah, then you talked about bacon. I was like,
oh my god. Sarah, you went to Argentina as a vegetarian,
and I stayed, but
that is crazy.
Everyone else in the program that came as a vegetarian did not came? Be a vegetarian.
Did they?
Oh, and
did they laugh at you? Did were the Argentines like okay?
No,
they're like
you
eat
that
veggies
on my name, you know.
She wants everyone to know.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. Period. Okay.
All right. Even though you showed up late, I'll let you pick the next song we play.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
What are we doing?
I would go Idolize.
Ooh. Mm, I love that song.
By Something Saints, I want to say.
That was a great song. Good choice.
Idolize, you said?
Idol Eyes.
Well, I also heard Idolize. I'm not gonna lie.
Common Saints.
Yeah.
Common Saints.
Oh. All right. You're surrounded by a bunch of artsy kids. You're gonna get judged if you hop on off.
I know the song.
I
can vouch. It's a good song.
All right, we got vouching.
I don't know what songs have been playing.
Vibes have rained.
It's been good.
Maybe I should go like Area Codes by Cali.
We are not doing Area Codes. We are not doing Area Codes. No, I mean we can do Megan Thee Stallion. I wouldn't mind.
Like Gucci flip flops.
No.
Oh my god.
Okay. We are not. We are not playing Megan Trainor. No.
Gucci flip flops.
That was me. That was me. Sorry.
You brought up Megan Trainor.
I actually almost added her to the playlist because she has a sample song. I would have removed it from the playlist.
Trainor, just admit it.
I don't, dude. This is not me like closeted as a Megan Trainor fan. I don't like Megan Trainor. All right, we're playing Idolize. Thank you.
Yo sé que fue una noche nada más, que no se vuelve a repetir. Tal vez en ti quise encontrar lo que en otra perdí. Tu orgullo no me quiere hablar, entonces vamos a competir. A ver, ey, no me gusta perder. Dime qué vamos a hacer. Me paso mirando el cel, wow, no puede ser. Aunque me tarde un poco, juro que voy a responder. Quisiera volverte a ver. Quisiera volverte a ver encima de mí brincando. Lo rica que te ves chingando. No sé qué estamos esperando. El orgullo no está ganando. Ey, baby, dime la verdad. Si te olvidaste de mí, yo sé que fue una noche nada más, que no se vuelve a repetir. Tal vez en ti quise encontrar, ey, lo que en otra perdí. Tu orgullo no me quiere hablar, entonces vamos a competir. A ver, ey, desde que nos vimos pienso en cómo nos comimos, ey. Después dividimos cada cual por su camino. En la alfombra aún están las manchas de vino. ¿Dónde está ese totito que lleva tiempo perdido? Si te digo que me gusta, que estás buena, no lo tomes por cumplido. Es que yo soy un bellaco, es que yo soy un atrevido. Ey. Y hace tiempo que quiero chingar contigo. Mami, te voy a dar hasta que te duela la popola como a Glow. Me gusta tu flow. Tranquilita, tú siempre te robas el show. Una perversa, le voy a dar dembow. Si se ponen cuatro, I go where she go. So, mami, dime a ver. I wanna feel the pussy again. Tú tienes piquete y yo también. Por poco pierdo y te envío un DM. Ay, pa' decirte la verdad. Tal vez en ti quise encontrar lo que en otra perdí. Tu orgullo no me quiere hablar, entonces vamos a competir. A ver, ey.
So,
question.
I don't even.
Which one?
Wait, the Twilight.
Edward
one.
Or Jacob?
Oh, I was going to talk about, do you find Wreck-It Ralph sexy? I feel like we still needed to unpack.
Yeah, I think
that
we did.
One.
Dude, no one needs to unpack anything. Why are we unpacking
we
this on air?
We only have one person in that camp.
This on air.
What about the other one? Fix it, Felix.
I mean, it's not
no,
that.
No,
oh
he was endearing.
He was not like.
Alex was endearing.
He's not sexy, though.
He's not the worst character.
Guys, Candy King?
What about Woody from Toy Story?
No.
Okay, no.
Dude, I'm cutting your mic. I'm literally cutting your goddamn mic.
Who with the pigtails?
Okay. Sexy girl with the pigtails and the lollipop?
The child?
She's like 12! She's memes!
No. And this was WMO Radio.
Oh my god.
You mean it's a child?
She's
probably grown up now, okay?
Makes it worse. Oh my god.
So the other question we were discussing was team Edward or team Jacob. And what we need to say before we discuss this is that only two people in this room have actually read the books. Three. I apologize.
I was too busy like going outside.
See, this is your excuse every single time you missed out on.
I was busy pretending not to know how to read.
A big piece of me reading the Twilight books.
Twilight was revolutionary. I went to a Twilight themed birthday party.
I can't. No, I can. I can read. Who's the person from Glee that probably can't read? Lea Michele.
like, call me Leah Michelle. Call me Leah Michelle the way I'm reading that essay.
Wait, yeah. And then he was like,
no. She should not be reading that at this age.
Okay. So who wants to start off the debate or the conversation?
Team Edward or Team Jacob? Okay, well, it's not a debate because it's Team Edward.
What?
I'm Team Edward.
Goddamn right.
Jacob.
Goddamn right.
Yes,
I'm okay. Team Edward. I like him pale.
We have an okay. even split.
And skinny and lifeless.
Hey, raise your hand if you've seen the new Batman movie. Okay, you're all...
Well, we're on air.
Raise your hand if you've seen the Robert Pattinson Hugo
okay,
Boss
I can attest. I've seen.
Have you seen the GQ shoot that he did like in 2022?
Or what about the Paul Mescal Gucci ad?
Paul Mescal.
Ooh, that was good.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. You can say Team Jacob, but if you had never seen Taylor Lautner.
Guys, it's crazy. We're all like adults and we're having this conversation. That's okay.
Let the woman finish her sentence.
And what?
Wait, I was there. Finish what you were saying.
If you had never seen Taylor Lautner as Jacob and you read the books, then you would be Team Edward only.
Why?
Like, you
can
would
you elaborate
not,
on that?
I prefer no nuance.
Edward is
no
just
nuance.
So manipulative.
Yes.
No.
He is crazy.
Doesn't
no.
Jacob like see like Bella's baby, like freshly born?
Yeah.
Like, that's my wife.
On her.
What do you think it is?
I think I know.
He gives Mimi with the regular.
Oh my god. But it's like a wolf thing. It's like my dog imprinted on me.
Yeah, he can't help it.
It's like he can't help it.
It's his dog instinct.
It's,
I can't help
he
it.
Can't
he said,
help
he,
it.
Said okay. He saw her and he was like,
this is a grown ass man.
It's just wolves being wolves.
Yeah. Okay.
Edward.
Let wolves be wolves.
No, Edward would literally stalk Bella. And when she was asleep, he would be in her
he
room watching
crazy.
Her sleep.
That's
because
adorable.
He cared about her.
All right.
Also, he's so pale. Like
he's a
vampire. I used to watch
like,
Mimi
Sleep.
Yeah, man.
Aren't you Team Jacob?
Yeah. But he's still a vampire.
Okay, wait. Look at the Robert Pattinson GQ cover shoot from like late 2022, I think early 2023.
Wait, I'm confused. I feel like we need to redefine like the standard because we're talking books, but like I didn't read the books. Mimi didn't, and Ethan didn't either.
Well, also, we can't go outside of
and then
the
we can't
movie.
Go
if
out
we're
of the realms.
About the movie, we have to talk about
even
the character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even in the movie.
Like, can we have to keep in the movie? I agree.
Okay,
keep it within
the
canon.
Movie,
yeah.
I don't think it's that clear of a split.
Really?
Do you like what?
I think
what
most people I encounter are Team Edward.
Really?
Yes.
Hard disagree.
Regional discrepancies. You know what I mean?
Oh,
must be a California thing.
Must be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see
that.
We
get a lot of sun over there. You know, got it.
Wouldn't it be the opposite?
But
yeah,
I like
for real. For
this
real.
Says too much about me as a person that I'm Team Edward.
I'm a monster, Bella. Like, everything about
why?
Me is made to draw.
Why?
Yeah, why?
That because he scene? Disappears randomly. And like
dude,
I'm like,
you
wait.
Are Edward coded. You are fully Edward coded.
Okay, but that seems so.
You just call me pale.
So
yes.
Like Doug
and like
coded.
Yes!
A cryptic. I'm weird.
Yes! A cryptic. Yeah.
Have you ever seen me without this hat? That's weird.
You
who could ever love a
did you watch
monster?
Riverdale?
I'm a weirdo.
Of course I do.
You would, Rob. You would
okay,
watch
I only
Riverdale.
Watched like seasons
wait,
one and two.
I did
once
too.
Once they had superpowers, I was
oh,
gone.
Yeah.
They have superpowers?
Yeah, dude.
I had to sell drugs at age 5.
You never got
however,
the epic highs
show,
and lows
I
of high school
was
football.
In love with the lesbian with the red lipstick. I don't know her.
Yes.
Oh gosh,
she was beautiful.
With the red hair as well.
Yeah. What's her name? Cheryl.
Oh
yeah,
Cheryl.
Oh, Cheryl.
Exactly
yeah. Cheryl's brother died. That was like the whole thing about it.
Yeah.
But he
and
never.
She got powers, and I was like, I'm done.
They all got powers.
They all got powers. Oh my god, serial killer gene. That was crazy. Did
Ooh.
Anybody like? They were like, Betty has the serial killer gene.
No.
Yeah.
I was not that committed.
There was a whole thing.
Spoiler alert.
Oh.
You're not watching
sorry
that.
To everyone who's watching.
You're not
Riverdale.
Watching that.
I've already watched it.
Please
oh.
Don't watch
you've seen
it. I'm not, dude. Don't watch Riverdale.
Wait, I didn't get to the powers.
There's so much better television
what kind of
out
powers
there.
Do they have?
I don't know. I saw
yeah, public.
Ethan, have you seen it?
Riverdale?
Yeah.
No.
So then you can't say anything about it.
I literally don't need to watch it to
Ethan,
know exactly how good it is.
Have you seen Bridget Jones's Diary?
Oh, I love that movie.
Yes.
No.
Have you seen Bridgerton? It's such a problem.
Yes,
it's a Christmas movie.
Okay, Caroline, I raise you. One musical theater kid to another. Have you seen The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
Yes.
Goddamn right you have. Now that's a TV show.
My friend was on an episode of Unbreakable.
It's a miracle.
Unbreakable. I love that show.
And there it is.
Titus Andromedon.
My friend was on an episode of The Summer I Turned Pretty.
This is true. This is true.
Why? What did they do?
He's an actor.
Yeah.
He was like that gambling guy.
No, he's in multiple episodes. He's like one of the supporting actors.
Who? Which one?
Shout out Shay Pritchard.
If you're listening.
Durham, North Carolina.
Shout out the Durhamites.
We have close ties to.
He plays like one of the season one. They're getting ready for the friends that shows up with like two guys.
And then he's like meeting all of the girls' like friends, and then there's like these two guys who like get him to play like poker with them. It's one of those guys.
I didn't realize that he like had started acting. Yeah.
Oh shoot!
Wow. Oh shoot!
Yeah, he looks like he'd be on Outer. What was it? Outer Banks.
Wait,
yeah. No. That guy was definitely
Summer Turned Pretty. Summer. Same thing.
Outer Banks was not also filmed thing. Though, in my hometown.
Oh, well, I met Cam Cameron.
Should we play a song?
Let's play a song. I love this next song. It is by Summersault. Do you guys know Summersault?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was recently reminded of like their existence, and I cranked through their discography a lot in high school. They're really, really good. Yeah.
I did gymnastics as a child, and everyone learned how to do a somersault, and I never figured it out.
You can't.
What?
A somersault?
Can you do a somersault now?
I don't think so.
Wait, like rolling on the ground?
We're gonna work on this.
You can't do it.
Wait,
I'm embarrassed that I can't do a cartwheel, right? I can't do a cartwheel.
I can't do that either.
Okay, well, I feel like if you can't do a somersault, but you could do a cartwheel, that'd be crazy. Funny. That'd be crazy.
Wild. Wait, I'm confused. Like, what's
holding you back?
What's on back that? Is it like a physics thing?
Guys, I think I could maybe do it if I put my head.
Okay,
my mind
we're gonna play this song.
You put your head to the ground.
We're gonna have a little clinic. We're gonna have a workshop.
And then we're gonna check back after the song.
Okay.
We're gonna pull it. Be like, do you think Caroline did a somersault?
Well, text or call in your thought.
No,
your predictions
do not call
now.
In. Do not call in. I will have a panic attack. Do not call in.
You're so baby girl. Don't worry, Sophie got it.
Got you,
babe. Oh my god.
Come into my office.
Oh, Ashlyn loves this song. So this one is for Ashlyn. Yeah, whatever.
Hi,
let us buy a little house we can fix up. Move it all in your girlfriend's truck. We'll need some plants in our room. Lots of cartoons. A dirty carpet for a witch's broom. We'll need a market down the street. Roller skates for our feet. A local laundromat where we'll watch TV. And a pawn shop not far. You can lend your guitars and buy them back when there's more bread in the jar. Thank you.
Yo, remember yeah. back on the bully? Cats used to harmonize like. Yo, yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king. Yo, it's about a thing. Yo,
feel real good. Wave your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
We're looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend. Girlfriend, let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. To the men, or concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men come in the club like hooligans, don't care who they offend, popping yang,
like you got yang.
Let's not pretend, the one to pack pissed out by the waist, man, crissed out by the casement, still the name of this basement, the pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man, need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids, been the face in court case when the child support's late, money taking heartbreaking, now you wonder why women hate men, the sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen, stop acting like boys and be men, how you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Girl.
Okay, no sample trivia this round, but did you know that the person that voices Crane from the Kung Fu Panda franchise is Uncle Ian from Alvin and the Chipmunks?
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's makes crazy. A lot of sense,
honestly. What does that mean?
Yeah, I can't write. Yeah,
it just is, you know? Hey, do you have anything you want to say to our listeners, Mimi?
I do have something I would like to share.
Great, let's hear it.
Are you looking for something sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots. B is for black cherries. C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. Also, PSA, Garbage to Garden does local compost pickup, and they have a booth at the Somerville.
Is that the composting organization that we ran into at the farmer's market when we went?
Yeah, we ended up signing up.
It's Illife Parkway?
Like $19 a month or something, so if you have four housemates, it's like $5 a month.
Wow.
Just one less coffee a month.
Yeah, exactly. Would recommend, and they also give you soil back, so if you have a garden or anything.
Wait, then that's so cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Yay,
really
Mimi!
Awesome. Yay, thanks for reading that.
Get your compost. Get your ones.
Get your stuff. Okay. All right, well, we got like 3-ish minutes left. Thanks for being on the show.
I have another
guys.
PSA if you want.
We have to talk about the Furious Five.
Talk about the Furious Five?
Yeah.
All right, do you want to play a song or talk about the Furious Five?
When I hear Furious Five, I'm just thinking cars and...
Oh, that's not even the same franchise, man.
I know.
But that's what I was thinking. What's Furious Five?
No, Kung Fu Panda.
I mean, yeah.
Oh,
that
was silly.
But that's all the person that comes to mind.
Guys, I'm going to be honest. I think Kung Fu Panda might be in like the top 25 greatest movies ever made.
100%.
I think The Incredibles is better, though.
That's scalding. Okay, I think that the greatest Pixar movie ever made... is
Kung Fu Panda is not a Pixar
Wally.
Movie.
Wally. Aww. Wally's really good.
Wally is an amazing film.
Have you guys seen the movie Coco?
Coco's my favorite. I was going to say Coco.
I love Coco.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say Coco.
Coco makes me so emotional. Encanto is really good too.
I could never get through Encanto. I thought Encanto is so cheesy.
Really? Oh my god, I actually liked it.
I couldn't do it.
Never seen
Coco. I will say Coco is
sobbing every time I watch it.
Coco's one of my favorite
when
ones.
When Coco starts singing the song.
Yeah, Remember Me. One time I was listening to Remember Me and I was like in my feels at 1 a.m. Innes texts me and they're like, bitch, why are you... Oh.
It's okay. Keep going.
Call me.
She was like, baby girl, why are you listening to Remember Me? And I was like, stop.
Was this on Spotify?
And yeah, it was on Spotify.
I love you catching people like in the act. Like, why are you listening?
But then I switched to Lava. And then they sent me another text being like, this is not any better. And then I switched to Up.
Is that the one where it's like, I lava you, whatever. Yeah. Oh, Up.
Up is so sad.
I know. And then Innes was like, why are you doing this to yourself? And I turned, that's the reason why I have my Spotify listening off.
Can you turn it back on, please?
Yeah, no.
Okay, I'm going to unfollow you then.
Sierra, what was your question?
Okay, fine, I'll turn it back on.
What's a movie that always makes you cry?
What is a movie that always makes me cry?
Marley and Me.
Do not watch Marley and Me. Do not.
I can't watch that right now.
Do not watch Marley and Me.
I'm gonna say a crazy one.
Okay, go.
We Bought a Zoo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Was it at your house that we almost watched We Bought a Zoo?
I don't know, but I think about watching We Bought a Zoo like all the time because I love
that movie. Is like
mention it this weekend.
Are you about to cry?
It's a great movie.
I just absorb their marital drama. Like, I can't watch it and not be stressed out, like, on their behalf.
When the kid is sitting in there and, like, the lion is dying.
Oh. I haven't seen it. Spoiler, what?
Spoiler. It's such a good movie.
Mine is The Notebook. And I have cried in front of Mimi while watching it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard you either love The Notebook or you hate it. Like, there's no...
I'm sorry, but the ending... The ending is so good.
Oh, it's so
and they're
sad.
Like, when they show the montage of their photos together, like, no, I actually, like, lose
well,
it. And they just love each other so much.
Is what is your favorite Hugh Grant rom-com? Because there's so many to pick from.
Notting Hill.
Who's Hugh Grant?
Notting Hill is a great one.
I love Notting Hill.
Who's Hugh Grant?
But, like, Love Actually.
Mm.
I know.
I love Love Actually.
Hugh Grant, you know who Hugh Grant is.
You know who Hugh Grant. He's a hot white man.
Okay. I'm familiar with a few of those.
Really?
Yeah.
This what is the him hell young. Is that?
Now he's old as shit.
What the hell is that?
What the hell is that?
He looks like Ethan.
So cute.